Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I love the music, especially when it has to do here with the Dallas Cowboys. We got the news yesterday on our show, during our show. McCarthy out. Dallas moves on after a week of nonsense. McCarthy out. So he's now free agent to go wherever he wants. And the Cowboys need a coach. But Hugh, because they waited a week, they can't talk to Ben Johnson this week. He's got a game this week, right?
Yeah.
They can't talk to Aaron Glenn.
Slim Pickens.
A story came out yesterday that Bill Belichick would have been interested, but he already took the job at North Carolina. So they're missed out on some of the bigger names because they took a week to wait here. But we did, Hugh Douglas, start to hear some names trickling in that could be part of the Cowboys search. You ready for these? Jason Witten.
You mean the tight end?
Who may have been.
That proves my point right there. Like, when Big V comes here talking about Nick Sirianni, it's not guaranteed that Nick Sirianni is going to get a job past the Eagles' job.
So Jason Witten's name was brought up. John Gruden's name I'm seeing in reports.
Grudog.
And then one that does affect us in a way, Kellen Moore's name. And this one makes sense to me. I mean, Jerry's familiar with him. He was there a lot. In fact, today, Kellen Moore did speak on this. Kellen Moore in his weekly press conference asked about, you know, being connected to the Cowboys' now open head coaching job.
Your name is being linked to the Cowboys' job. How did it end there from your perspective, and is that a job that would interest you?
I mean, obviously I've spent a lot there, 8 years there, and so obviously have plenty of relationships about that place. And so, I love it here. I've had so much fun here. It's been a really fun process, and we're in a really special situation right now, getting the chance to play this Sunday, have a chance to make a run at this thing, and that's really all you worry about. Everything else is what it is, and we'll see where it takes you.
All right, so Kellen doing his best there to answer that question the best he can. But, I mean, obviously he's going to have interest if they want to hire him or interview him. Hugh, so yeah, that one. But then there was the big one. Hugh, report came out last night that Jerry Jones has spoken to Deion Sanders about the Cowboys head coaching job. Now, we brought this up a couple months ago. I think it was Michael Irvin, right? He's on Fox Sports, and he said people close to him thinks it could happen. And we were a little skeptical it would. But now that McCarthy's out and Deion's taking the phone call, it feels like there's a chance Deion takes the job.
And I'm not trying to be funny when I say this or ask this question. But does that count as a minority job interview?
Deion, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, because there's a lot of minority coaches that got fired, and you know, if Deion did get the job, I think he would be the first African American coach in the history of the Dallas Cowboys. So. It's something that I think if the opportunity presented itself, Deion would be foolish not to take it. I honestly believe that. And we were talking about it this morning, the quarterback situation.
With Dak, yeah.
Yeah, and whether or not would he be in a position if he could coach his son with the Dallas Cowboys.
So the Cowboys have the 12th picks. I'm not sure where Shadur is going to go.
Yeah, and it's still early. It's still early in this the process of vetting these young quarterbacks.
So let's listen. So I saw the report yesterday. My first thought was, oh, my goodness gracious. Could you imagine if Deion Axe was the coach of the Cowboys? And then, but you wonder, like, is it real? Is it just nonsense? Is he using this for leverage to get more money out of Colorado? But Adam Schefter last night, listen to him talking about the possibility of Deion taking this job.
Both the Cowboys, and they have spoken with, amongst other candidates, Dee Sanders. There is a mutual interest there. And I go back to about a year and a half ago when I had a former general manager say to me, watch Deion Sanders. There's a real possibility he could be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Well, there is mutual interest. We'll see if that amps up. But the two sides have talked, they have touched base, and we'll see if it goes anywhere.
I need it to happen. This, it would be so much fun. Like, think about reigniting to a different level the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry. Deion as their coach?
Yeah, it's something different, man. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Sanders and what he's been able to do in such a short period of time in college football. From the times at Jackson State to Colorado and to potentially being in the NFL. Now, the unfortunate thing about it is he's in the division.
And he's a Cowboy.
And he's a Cowboy. You know, so that's something that you look at it like, damn, out of all the teams that you could go to, because I'm a fan. Now I got a question. You know, I can't be, you know what I mean? Can't be rude.
Here's what would make it fun. The Cowboys, although they're the Cowboys, they haven't had a ton of hateable characters at coaching quarterback in a long time. Like, I guess people hated Tony Romo, but I don't know. It just seemed like it's just a decent guy.
He's more like a punching bag.
Yes. Dak is not hateable. He's hateable because he's the Cowboys quarterback. I mean, obviously, Mike McCarthy's not hateable. He's just kind of goofy. You just laugh at him.
Another punching bag.
Right, another punching bag. Jason Garrett, a punching bag. They haven't had, like, someone that pokes back in a long time. Deion.
That would be Deion.
Oh, yeah. The first time he just has a backhanded compliment at Sirianni, it would take on a whole thing again. It'd be back, the rivalry, which we haven't seen like that in a long time.
Yeah, Deion's very, like, can't-standable.
Yes.
Perfect cowboy.
He's a perfect villain.
Yeah. So
I mean, he's brash. He
yes.
says whatever's on his mind. And that's why you like him.
He's
unapologetic.
I need him to be their coach. So we'll see where this goes and how the whole process happens. But Cowboys, they may stumble into Deion Sanders.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Do you think he's going to take the job ultimately or go somewhere else?
I think that they threw the name out there because of the timing.
Mm-hmm.
You've mishandled this whole thing from the gate. Like, this is not just a this year thing. Think about this for a minute, Dallas Cowboy fans. Y'all mishandled free agency last year.
Derrick Henry.
Y'all got off to a bad start last year in free agency. Then you look at your timeline from the last couple of weeks. You blocked the coach from going on a job interview. And then you can't sign him because y'all can't come to a mutual agreement, knowing that at that point you're not operating from a position of power.
He's a free agent.
He's a free agent. So now you want to try to lowball this man, and it's obvious that he has other interests or other people are interested in him. And then you threw Deion's name out there because you know it would get the fan base excited, and you would be talked about in a positive way. But at the end of the day, Deion Sanders, this is my take on this. Deion Sanders has way too much personality for Jerry Jones to take a back seat to that. That's a fact. When you talk about, think about like this, compare contrast real quick in the division. The Commodores and their ownership. Even though we don't like the dude and we don't like what he stands for, they sit back.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And they let Dan Quinn do his thing. And now they're doing press conferences talking about, hey, how we hired this dude and we got the right COVID job. And we all know Dan Quinn wasn't your first choice. But you act like he was. And y'all, on the other hand, y'all throwing names out there just to get people excited, knowing, damn well, you're not going to hire Deion. You're not going to hire him.
So I think deep down they are interested and there may be mutual interest. I do think all roads could lead back to Kellen Moore, which affects the Eagles in that maybe people don't love Kellen Moore. I know we've been up and down with him and some people like, whatever. It would be another coordinator for Jalen Hurts. I do think that, like, if they can't land who they want, Kellen Moore is a very simple, easy, been here, comfortable with him, not going to rock the boat. He'll be Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy.
See, that's the thing. Like, think about it.
He'll fit very well. He knows
Deion
how it works there.
That's not Deion.
No.
That's not Deion. You're not about to tell Deion who to draft. You're not about to tell Deion the way he runs his team. You're not about to tell Deion you're going to helicopter your friends in and holler at the team while they're in the middle of practice. You're not going to do any of that. And Jerry's not going to go for that for a bunch of different reasons that I feel strongly about. But he for damn sure is not about to let Deion do any of that or make him take a back seat. And he's been that dude since, hell, Jimmy Johnson was there.
Of course.
He's the one, when you talk about stuff that has anything to do with the Cowboys, who's the front man?
Jerry.
Remember like when we do the at the beginning of the season, when they do the
owners meetings and stuff?
No, not the owners meetings, Kyle. When they do the videos of the upcoming season and how excited people are about the opponents.
Releases.
It's all about Jerry.
He's the face.
He's the face. Think about that. So now you get Deion in there. Deion, that's all Deion. Like, it becomes the Dallas Cowboys Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
It's not about Jerry anymore. His ego won't take that.
Well, think about it. Let's just hear, right? Like, so on we're the flagship of the Eagles. Every week, who's on there? Nick Sirianni, right?
Yeah.
He's the voice. Obviously, we know Howie and Jeff are huge parts of it, but the voice out there is the head coach. And then some players, whether it be Kelsey in the past or still now, Brandon Graham. Have we ever played a clip of McCarthy doing a radio hit? I don't even know if they let him.
That's what I'm saying.
It's Jerry.
He doesn't do.
And Steven.
So now, now you have Deion doing all of that. He's not going to stand for that.
Well, then come on down nice and simple and calm Kellen Moore. I think it could end with all
roads. You've got to be smoking, though.
Yeah, so will Cowboys fans that when Kellen Moore came here said, not that
man,
good.
Listen, I would be so surprised. I would be so super surprised.
If it's Deion?
Yes. I would be.
I'm rooting for Deion. I'm expecting Kellen Moore.
Yeah, Moore is so like, yeah, he's just like mayonnaise.
He's perfectly Jason Garrett. He's just Jason Garrett enough to get the job.
But will the Cowboys fans do a switch up when they told us Kellen Moore is not that good?